Praise the Lord, glory to God. I just want to, my goodness, I just thank the Lord. I've been out and about, and I met some of you out there, and you come up to me, you came up to me, and just so thrilled to know that God is using us, and God is speaking to us, and God is praying through us, and you have the same sense of awe that I do, and thankful that you are one of the ones that that are on the call, feeling chosen, and just so wonderful. Praise the Lord, glory to God. I just wanted to say a special. I met some in Fort Worth, just a lady in Fort Worth, more than one lady, and I just want to welcome you this morning. Even met some new folks in the airport. Bless the Lord. Pastors, and maybe you're on today, whoever you are, this is such a special call, and Lord, help us to fulfill it. Help us to fulfill it, Lord. In Jesus' name, we better see if our brother Max is on the line all the way from Jordan. Are you there, brother Max?
Good morning, Miss Billy, and everybody.
Yes, oh, so good to hear your voice, dear brother. Trusting the Lord is blessing your steps. How is it going for you, brother?
Well, it's going very good. The 22nd of this month, just a couple of days ago, my only close family aunt passed of age 95. She was living Jordan Valley, and I really do believe that the Lord wants me to be here for that. Remember last November,
well,
last year
I
November,
when
my brother passed?
Didn't she take care of you one time when you were a little boy?
She took care of me back in, I think 1973 or 1974, when I was a little boy, me and my cousin, the one who worked in Abu Dhabi.
Uh-huh.
And, she's very, very, very close to me. And I had the opportunity to visit her in the hospital. I was here, but I was in Amman taking care of other business. Now I am back in Erbid, and I was able to see her and pray with her.
Good.
I'll send you a picture. I'm sure you saw it.
Yeah, I saw it. I knew how dear she was to you, almost like a second mother.
Yes. She's the only person left, actually, in the family from my dad's side. So she's
from
the
that
last
generation,
person to go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, she lived
generation.
A good long life. Praise the Lord.
Yes, she did. I have to say, it's really weird to be here and knowing that she's gone. So
yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Well, praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise,
well, I'm thankful
yeah.
That he's ordered your steps and been with you. And I do want to remind everybody that I'm not going to be out at Prayer Mountain. I just got in last night. And I would like someone from Prayer Mountain to text me for sure you will be out at there at noon. I think they will. Some decisions were made. There was lots and lots of rain here yesterday. And I'm not sure if the road is flooded, but I would advise you, if you're here in the area, to go what we call the Arkansas Way. Go down Pine Top or go down another way than Jay. And praise the Lord. I believe they are for sure going to be out there. If someone would send me a text, that would be good. Bless the Lord. But having said that, the call then, since I'm not going out there, will be at 12:15, 15 minutes past the hour. Oh, my goodness, everything is happening in this world today. And, folks, as I've been, here's my text. Yes, they're going to be out at the mountain. Yes, here's another one. Yes, at the mountain. Bless the Lord. So they will be out there. That means that you can go to billybrim.org at 12 o'clock, and you can, meet out there and pray and have good food. You know, the Bible speaks about breaking bread together. And that's one thing our Wednesday prayers like to do. They like to fellowship and break bread together. And that helps cement them into a prayer group. They know each other. And when I'm out and not there, and I look online and I see them, you know, as we're praying, and it just blesses me to see the ones that are faithful to pray, and that praying is the most important part of it. Not that I'm there, but that they're there. So, oh, praise the Lord. Thank you so much. And don't forget, then, that we're about to have our wonderful annual meeting, and so many people are saying they're going to be there. And people that haven't been in a long time, or people that have never been. So it's going to be very special. We thank God for it. We are a prayer group. I was telling some people who are coming for the first time, it's a different meeting, different from any other one, because the people who come, by and large, are seasoned prayers. And that, I don't know, I don't think, well, God knows, but it seems to me that prayer and working with God right now is probably one of the top ministries in the earth. Working with God, fellowshipping with God, working with God as a partner and a partaker, as 1 John says. And here we are again this morning, and things happening so quickly, so fast in the world. People were thinking, you know, maybe the rapture would come on Rosh Hashanah. I didn't think so. Because for one thing, if the Jews are right about the Shemitah cycles, we're in the middle of a Shemitah cycle, not at the beginning or ending of one. So, and of course the Lord can come anytime he wants. I do look for him to come on one of the fall feast days. Could be Rosh Hashanah, could be Yom Kippur, could be anything, could be not on any of that. But, he's coming soon, that's for sure. That's for sure, for sure, for sure. Bless the Lord. He's got those war horses ready. If you've been watching, when I ministered up at Mac and Lynn Hammond's church, and brother, when I ministered up at Yeshua's Love Heals, I shared from a recent experience of someone who's gone to heaven, and he saw where the war horses are being trained in military maneuvers for that upcoming battle that will come at the end of the week of the marriage, Supper of the Lamb, Revelation 19, or you can look for that same war in Zechariah 12 and Zechariah 14. So he was told, when he asked the Lord Jesus, the war horses, he was told, are being prepared for battle. And Steve Boyles is his name. You can order the book. It's called I've Been to Heaven. It won't be out until October 14, but you can order it, I think, on Amazon. It'll be delivered to your house. I've Been to Heaven by Steve and Dr. Kathy Boyles, B-O-Y-L-S. And they're coming to Prayer Mountain for our autumn assembly of prayer. Oh, my Jesus, heaven is so real and so close. And the enemy is in his last throes. He's in his last efforts to survive. We know he won't, but he thinks he can. And so all this craziness going on in the world. And so, dear, dear brothers and sisters, I spoke both times on the authority of the believer. And I have asked you at the top of the hour, any hour, 24 hours, you can choose one, and then sit in your seat of authority and take it, especially to protect our government leaders, our civic leaders, our spiritual leaders, our churches. Oh, Father God, we're just so thankful for the authority of the believer. I'm just so thankful, Father, that you revealed it. I'm just so thankful that the book of Colossians tells us that we are to give thanks to you because you have fitted us for the inheritance of the saints in the light, and you have fitted us, Father, in Jesus' name by transferring, by rescuing us out from the dominion of darkness and transferring us into the kingdom of your beloved Son. And from that place, we want to pray that prayer right now, everybody together with me. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we do take our authority. And in Jesus' name, Father, I'm asking you to reveal to us those three things. God of our Lord, Jesus Christ, Father of glory, reveal to us. Enlighten our hearts that we might know what is the hope of your calling, the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints, and, oh, Father, the exceeding greatness of your power. Resurrection power, which you wrought in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your own right hand, far above all principality, power, might, dominion, every name is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. You put all things under his feet, and you gave him head to the body over all things, the church, the fullness of him which filleth all in all, the church which is his body, Lord. And we, who were dead, slain by our trespasses and sins, you have raised with him. When you quicken the head, you quicken the body together with him. When you raise the head, you raise the body together with him. And when you seated the head, you seated the body together with and in him at your own right hand. And oh, Lord, as Steve Boyles was blessed to go to heaven and see you, Father, upon the throne, not your features, but the brightness of you, and then see Jesus. Oh, Father, his eyes were holding that he didn't see us in Jesus, but there we are, seated. And here in my prayer chair, back to my prayer chair today, you're in me. And wherever each WWP is, you're there. Now, Jesus, it says in Romans 5:17, those who have received abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign as kings in life through one Yeshua HaMashiach. Here we sit, a royal priesthood. Every state of the United States we're in, other countries we're in, that means you're there. Oh, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come out as a man and against the kingdom of darkness. Kingdom of darkness and the head thereof and imps below, we want you to know that we know you're under our feet, far below. We're in the seat that is far above. We're placed here by the Father of love, God of all power and might. And in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the name of Yeshua, a Mashiach, in that name we come out as a man against you, and we say to you, cease and desist in your maneuvers, operations, and manifestations against the President of the United States of America, his family, his path. We plead the blood of Jesus over him wherever he goes today. We plead the blood of Jesus over his mind. We plead the blood of Jesus over the mind of Bibi Netanyahu. We plead the blood of Jesus over every person that you set in office in the United States, down to the state offices, down to the city and village offices. Oh, God in heaven, empower those appointed and anointed. Empower them. And we today, I'm sitting right here, I have around them in Missouri and Oklahoma and Migdal Arbel, but others are sitting, and they have realms as well. And so we come out as a man and we say to you, evil spirits in the heavenlies, we call you to the state of paralyzation, where it is written, whatever is bound on earth is bound in heaven, and whatever is loosed on earth is loosed in heaven. And I bind you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. I sense out there that there are some women that are needing to bind the devil that's trying to work through their husbands. In the name of Jesus, just bind them right now. And we loose God's forces. We loose heaven's angels to work in this earth, to work in our realms, to work in our lives. And in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I plead the blood of Jesus over my spirit, soul, and body, Billy Brim, and in my realm. Do that right now, folks, over yourself. Name your name. I plead the blood of Jesus over, say your name, my spirit, my soul, my body, my family, our modes of transportation, our derricks, our paths. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I plead the blood of Jesus over the heads and minds and spirit, souls, and bodies of my progeny and their mates in Jesus' name. I plead the blood of Jesus over this phone call now, where we are working with God and God's working with us. There will be any mandala mokwashka, any person and any phone and any brandala mishkanda computer, whatever. The blood of Jesus covers it, and you're nowhere near it in Jesus' name as we lift our voices together now in prayer. Shabando makalakambri indiana gobre. Mistodo dobra kangra gadaha shandene kora kandanye. Mangoro godo hosha no no gohora sambra katakum jong no no gom jong no no godosh kadabre. Mikango obaba. Mikango obaba lindo mashkadangumbri kafrakadanjene kobram brangiano. Mi toto do goba, mi toto hogoba kange la cabre nanyene koro kodoshka. O balatashka danje de gombrang ben jerno. Mi labrato shana kara kadanyene koro kobabra. I valedonyene qua, i valedonyene qua. Mi dobra, mi dobra, mi dobra. Mastion dana kaya na kahalapi. Gravi dan yon no nombri kale kabrakyo no koshebre. Ide gabrakyo no kohosho to pa papa. Fridanyo, fridanyo, fridanyo makoki. Misa to pache. Misa to kara na kwario. Bandili hishando. Mango. Dana koro kodoshe ka pangala kodoshe kara kadish ka danje de kodoshe ka dapne. Krefanya na kahara ka prakya na kadash ka dapne kata ka dapra. Hwitenyo rodishwata le kopre kadeka kambi ne kwa ajado kabra, ajado kabra, ajado kabra. Vritushwata ne kohora kadele kahara ka kabra. Lotanya ni kohor godishka da brakata faka ni kombre. Mito, mito, mino, mito, pateka halaka papa. Mito, 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 kalaka pangya na koto hushakcha. Kridar ya na kohor godoshka dambrika de gadashka, dambrika de gadashka. Isamrate hishele tora kontonji de kotoshka dambrika de gadabra. Mille d'oro combrettiana na core cade la capra che vedi la condosca. E je ne me tuas con don je ne condosca da bre con dobri. E je ne me tuas con dobri che ti capra cale con gre. E je ne me tuas con dobri capitio na core condosca da bre cale cambra. Mito, mito, mito. I bagno no coro con la capigno no coro con le capra cara cangara cadange di gondosh che da pre cadonge mi da lo gove e le paia no coro con dosh che da pre cate cafonga i meni che le cale tora con dosh che dange di gondosh che da pre tia e lo dovrò con mi tre cai. Ma io non coro con il cuore che bravi le torre che danze le godosche da brica di che danze. E se non ho mai cato con il tuo brico, che fa non ho mai cato che parla con il tuo porco ambra. E dam, e dam, e dam. Mi doro con dovre che li capri che le govrani e le coro con dei giappa. I geni motueri, io non corro il campegno, non corro con tono con la campegno, non corro con pappia. E da cobrevre tisciando attacco pacchia antora, pale con gambi lo conce, mito, 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 mecca la caia na caja la capra. Masco tombre, casca tambre, che te codo a chapra. I geni ma caracadaglia, non corro con tambre, che te caja la caia na caja la capra. E vi le tosche, ma dasche, dangere, godosche, da brica di caffra, Amen kwa raka denyo, no ko hora ko braktia, vraka tanje, de kutosh kata priktio, i kalavra le kombreka te kahala kambreka te kada shakcha. Me para katashka tambreka te kadashka tapreka te kadashka. Presonte ne kontoro kotore kaprekia. Kevele hele kangara kadashka tanje, de kutosh katambreka te kadoshka tapreka te kadavra kandanya. Mitor manakahai, mitor manakahalakai, annona kondongi ele kodoshka da beka de kofrakia. Ele bretu hushwatanya ne kohra kobakia, e vele borotishko. Kashka namara kodole kobrekete kafai, angara kodole kombrakia, eni koko bele katakahai, ijandolo kohra kodyande de kotapri katakatanje. Mito, 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 cambra ca di colo co d'ora co d'osca tambri ca di cadavra, i shantor. Le cascio non no copre ca di cavala, ma shantere co d'osca. I le copre ca di cavala e le togne ne coro co di bracafra. Mito coro co d'o e shecciano. Chi bella torre manaki tala co d'o e shangenie, Migala gangambri kada godo hrishe tenye ne koro kodo rekupa. Ingala gobreke te kefra nyo toro kodo eshen jete. Ki balakaya na kahola kaprak jana kodo shkatapri. Kabra kada gohole kangara gadish kandoro kodo shkatapri kata katafredia. Mita, 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 mangoro kotobre, mangoro kotobre. Mita, halakara manakara kadanjek. Cavicato ti hanno cotto recupera. Lo, e gianto, mica la compretti. Chi vorrà cotto e gianciana, te lo compra catatino, e blato no cora, e blato no cora, e blato no cora. Suatio, suatio via canga. E sato lo compra e fene. Masso tolo con pepe la tagne. I kabala kadahala kambre ke dika hashambre ke diko to shakcha. Bas kato chenye ne kohorabi, anya ne kohora kopitya. Kavilando, kavilando kanka. Kamita, kamita me katato utoroko baache na ka oroko mbabia. Frindya no koroko doshka dambre ke dika lakka. Engeli kodoho shangshan jona kodosh katabri. Bliskang jona kora. Blistan jona kora miko ala kambitio. Mele bratu bravradinio no koro kodole kapi. Ijutro kobra kafrakadanya ne koro kabalekanya ne koro kabappa. Ikalaka halaka. Metala kobra kataka halanga. Kimana kataka na kangara kadashka. Ishe di goro kodo hishan tiana kotoro kodo hisha kapra. Ibele to rotenyo na koro kodo ha. Ibele do shwa, ibele do shwa ta kombre. Mango lo kombre kasti frgo donje, dala gobra kataka faya na kora. Ele manyuto do gohoshe, ele kabra katafranye, ene kutopri ki frakala daya. Minyo no kohoro ko babi, ta koro ko doshka danje le kotoshka. Kele kotoro ko dohosha kapri, kate kohoshanke na kotohosha kapra. Ili ko prefre ke te koho na kangara ka dashka ta pri ke te ko tu echenye e shana kora manaka. Matyo te ko doshka. Beleturia manaka hai. Beleturia manaka hai ante. Ke beletu, ke belatora. Anye ne kwa. Be bele kongambi. Kaya ne kohora ko beli tu, tu to go jange, ija ne kohora ko dabi, ka te ko to ko pebia, tonye ne kwa aki to balakai. Ija ne kohora manai, matora manakaya ne kaka. E me ne ka hala ka ya ne ka hala ko pe bele ka ya ne ko ro ko da pre e bele ho shwa ka ro ko don she e ska to ra mana ka hara ka ta ya ne ko to shka e bele kwa e chan chon ya ne ko to shka ta be ka ta ka fi ke bele hala ka ya ne ko ro ko pamba anya ne ko ro ko to shka ta pre E lo co prefra ca ta chanda lo co hoshaka ala ca pegno chi ve la combri che dico fraca da godo lo combri che dico ta asce e je ne coto lo co pipa e je ne cara co tania ne co hro co tasca lo shka ta apri ca dica ha fai lo shka ta apri ca dico fan cara ca ti i chatto e mena ca hala ca yatta E de kohoroko, kalaka parakatanya, ne koroko doshka dibra. Pileto, praka frakatanya, ne kohoroko picha, te kohosham kapra, e vanyo ne koroko doshka tapre katakala kahaya. E bilihu chwa, manya, ne kohoroko papa, e te de kodonya. E kalaka brakya, ne koroko tupre, kadigadalai. Shonako, Shonako, Shakanako. Eveletur manaka, manakatakanga. Ishite kohorokoto, pelekatanya. Ishite kohoroko brakya, nakadahala kambre. Ishite kotopri, kitikotoho shangchekte. Angalakaya, nakalakai. Apelakanya, nikaharakada, prakatyana. Para codor chapchete. Echete, echete, echete. Igalagala cabregia na caracada la cangaraga da la combre, kitiga da la cobregia da cadania na cadaca la cangaraca de chá, pra cafra. Egenimatoria manacataia na cadaca bractia. E ne coro dobre che ne gadala ca bracchia ne coro tucco pappa. E sa tutto coro capa. E sa tutto coro patania ne coro d'apri. Ma cotia. E manacaiata. E manacaiata cu bracchia fracato sangue. Capito conia. Capitania. Melai. Melai. Mango hoto. Mango to ka papa la tita. Mantora. E la bai, madora manico. Bishwa ta tukupa. Bishwa to, ma? Olmanye? Olmanye mia kaka. Meko, 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 meko. Meko vratiana no kohoro kapapito. A jana kora ko tonje de koto ho shakti hoita. A minno kwe he vita to no go bra. E minni hi sha, you know. Me jana kora ka vita ko pre, tia na ko dosh ka da bri ka ta ko da pre. E le hori o tonje. E li hori anto pre koto ko tonje de koto shkwa. J'ai les mêmes noix, toi, t'as les contours de corogène, t'as les contours de chica. Et mes les carrés verts, t'as les contours de pâle, t'as les contours de Mais j'adore Managua, j'adore ton bébé. Et les mêmes noix de gobab, la canga, le contours de bras, fracadachante. Et j'en dois de comprendre que t'es qu'à fractionner que de contours. Mi lato, mi lato, mi lato. Mi cabra che da gombra che da compra che hanno il cuore che ti anda. E mi le tuo fuoco, ma c'è un cuore che d'agna, un cuore che pa, pa la campracchia. E c'è un cuore che da le compre che da tonte, le cotangia, le cotangia. E me ne cojo la cabra, mañana cojo la cabra que ana con dos cadáveres que te castrangue. Mi xoto me cojo la cabra que te compré que ana con dos condiana castrangue ne con don don don. E se le goro con dos cene paractando con dos cadáveres castrangue. E se le metuaje ana coro con todo la cabra que fracadanya ne cojo la compamia. E shando luco bracchiata. Praise the Lord. You know, I was just thinking about what he said to us last week, that we're in prayer together, in this prayer that we're praying. It's like those disciples in that upper room. This is like an upper room. We've been in the upper room today, empowered by the prayer and the Holy Ghost. And I'm just so thankful for it. And I'm just so thankful for it. I'm just so thankful for each one of you, wherever you are. And I'm just so thankful for Brother Max. And I'm thankful, though people have misused the technology of this day, we can use it in the correct way. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. By lifting our voices in prayer together. Hallelujah. Like they were together in that upper room in one accord. It's just mind-boggling, but heart satisfying to be with you in prayer, dear Father, dear Lord, dear Jesus, and dear brothers and sisters. Brother Max, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Praise the Lord, Brother Max.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. All right. Praise God. First statement. Let me see there. And it is underlined. Read like this. Oh, constantly. I'm sorry. Help me, Lord.
Spell it.
Yeah. CONSTANTLY.
Constantly.
Constantly. Okay. Yeah, constantly. Okay. Changing. See them constantly changing. See them rivers of water. See them rivers of water are flowing. Yeah, are flowing under the surface. Oh, this sounds very familiar. Response to gravity. I am my name. Okay, constantly changing. See them rivers of water are flowing under the surface. Response to gravity. I am my name. That's the statement. just ring the bell. He gave us a very similar statement to that. And so that's why I'm like, yeah.
I remember.
I remember because, yeah, the surface and the, anyway, the gravity. Okay. Okay. Isaiah 55:7. Isaiah 55:7. Ezekiel 37:2-6. Ezekiel 37:3-7, verses 2-6. Next statement. This one is not underlined. Read like this. God's, with an S, God's words, with an S, how can you awaken your soul? Yeah, God's words. How can you awaken your soul? Great revivals. Yeah, great revivals and hysterical, overwhelming.
Can you spell that word? Great revivals and then spell it, please. Spell it, please.
Hystorical.
Okay, historical, meaning from history.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and hysterical, okay. Overwhelming awareness will melt your heart in your God, Jesus. I'll read it again. Great revivals, with an S, and hysterical, overwhelming awareness will melt your heart in your God, Jesus. Okay. Then the Lord gave us the book of Acts 3:19-20. Acts 3:19-20. Isaiah 40:31. Give us this a lot. Isaiah 40:31. Next statement is underlined. And it reads like this. You have that kind of faith. You have that kind of faith in this prayer. You have that kind of faith in this prayer with my prophet and friend. With my prophet and friend. Decisions. Yeah, decisions. Church. Sometimes necessary not to become so cold. Yeah, C-O-L-D. Not to become so cold and indifferent. I-N-D-I-F-F-E-R-A-N-T. Yeah, indifferent. You are to listen. Oh, okay. Excuse me. I read it again. This statement is underlined, if I didn't say
every
that.
Every bit of this is underlined, what you just read?
Yeah, it's underlined.
Okay.
So I'll read it again. You have that kind of faith. You have that kind of faith in this prayer with my prophet and friend, Decisions Church. Sometimes necessary not to become so-called and indifferent. You are to listen. That is the statement. Next, he gave us Lamentations, the book of Lamentations, 5:21. 5:21. Then he gave us the book of Joel, J-O-E-L, Joel, 2, verses 25 and 26. Joel 2, 25 and 26. Then Romans 13, 11. Romans 13, 1, 3, 11. Okay, next statement. To read like this. And this one is not underlined. To read like this. Nothing is hidden. Nothing is hidden from God. Oh, God's with an S. Nothing is hidden from God's ear. Reveal the parts of your lives with an S, well, ES. Reveal the parts of your lives that others will see spiritual awakening. Spiritual awakening. It shall break up the frozen ground where spiritual rivers flow. It shall break up the frozen ground where spiritual rivers flow. Okay, I'll read it again. Nothing is hidden from God's ear. Reveal the parts of your lives that others will see spiritual awakening. Spiritual awakening. It shall break up the frozen ground where spiritual rivers flow. All right. Psalm 22:27. Psalm 22:27. John 11:25. John 11:25. Next statement, let's see. Yeah, this one is underlined, Mr. Lee. The one I'm going to read is underlined. This is a power full moving of the Holy Spirit.
Is powerful one word?
Oh, it's a powerful. You're right. There's a gap. Okay, praise the Lord. Thank you for pointing this out. Mm-hmm. Okay. This is a powerful moving of the Holy Spirit, transformed these days reformation. It's a long word.
Reformation.
Reformation?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Reformation.
Oh, yeah, it is Reformation. It is Reformation. Transformed these days, Reformation takes place, renewal throughout my nations, with an S. Renewal throughout my nations. And you see the clearest, and you see the clearest and the most example of my publical revival.
Spell that word. Of my what?
Of my PIP. I'm sorry, B, I think. Yeah, it's a B. BIBLICAL.
Biblical.
Biblical? Biblical.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
BIBLICAL?
Correct.
BIBLICAL? Biblical. Biblical.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Biblical. Okay, correct. Revival. Here today. Okay, I'm going to put a note here under biblical. Okay, I'm going to read it again now, the statement again, and it's all underlined. This is a powerful moving of the Holy Spirit, transformed these days. Reformation. Okay.
Reformation.
Well, mm-hmm. Reformation. Yeah, thank you. Reformation.
Mm.
I don't use this word, Miss Billy. Jesus does.
No. That word reformation, it has to do with, you remember when the whole, like the Catholic, the Reformation came, which was brought after Martin Luther. The Reformation.
Yeah.
Everything new. Everything, a moving, a transformation is taking place now. And it's biblical. It'll be according to the biblical standards. The book of Acts, for instance. This is a powerful statement here.
Okay. These days, reformation takes place. Renewal
mm-hmm.
throughout my nations.
Mm-hmm.
And you see the clearest and the most example of my biblical, or yeah, you know this word.
Biblical?
Revival.
Like the Bible.
Biblical.
Biblical,
mm-hmm. yeah. Revival here today.
Now, folks, this has to be God. Like he said, these are not words that Max uses, but they are very full of history, the Reformation, the Bible itself. That's what we're experiencing. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
Praise the
More
Lord.
Proof that it's God. More proof that it's God. Hallelujah.
All right.
One more time.
Now.
We're just awed.
Thank you, Lord. Mark 1:15, 1:5. Mark 1:15. Second Kings 23:3. Second Kings 23:3. Deuteronomy 4. 23 and 24. Deuteronomy 4, 23 and 20 and 24. Yeah, 4, 23 and verse 24. All right. Next statement. This one is not underlined. People, read like this. People of all ages. Yeah, people of all ages will hunger to lead, to read.
Spell that word.
H-U-N-G. I am. H-U-N-G-E-R.
Hunger.
Well, hunger. Okay. Hunger to read and study my words. People of
That's
all
wonderful.
Ages will hunger to read and study my words.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. This is like, well, I'm not going to comment. Praise the Lord. Next statement. You got this one, right? It's very short. People
yes,
of all
yes,
ages
sir.
Will hunger to
mm-hmm.
read. Okay. I'm studying my words.
He's
next
talking about a great,
is,
great move, a great move, a great reformation, a great revival. And it's biblical and it's historical. It's like we've seen in history. And he's explaining how it will be. People of all ages will hunger. This all is talking about a great move of God. Yeah.
Amen. I was going to say, he's talking about revival in a way.
Yes.
Praise God. Okay.
Reformation.
Yeah.
Revival. Historical.
Okay. Let's see here. Next statement is underlined. There will be renewed confidence. Yeah. There will be renewed confidence and desire for, and I'll try to kind of put it together. No, I'm not going to try. I'll just read it word by word. There will be renewed confidence and desire for, and that's how, and that's how revival starts. And lasting significance, significance.
Significance.
Okay, significance. Of true revival. Of true revival. Is restored. True revival is restored since of the fear of God. Since of the fear of God. And that's the statement. I'm sure you'd read it way better than me, Miss Bella. I read it again.
Okay.
Sense.
It's spelled S E N S E.
That is correct.
Okay.
Okay. Sense of the fear of God. Sometimes I told you this before, like, is the Lord speaking to us in Hebrew or Aramaic and, you know, giving it to us in English? I don't know. We'll probably need to
this is very
that.
Plain, very plain.
Okay. There will be renewed confidence and desire for, and that's how revival starts with an S. That's how revival starts. And lasting significance of true revival is restored. Sense of the fear of God. That's the statement, and it's all underlined.
Now, the people of all ages will hunger. That's not underlined, right?
Oh no,
People ball.
that
Okay. Okay. Got
no,
it.
yeah,
Got
that's
it.
the second before, yeah, no, it's not.
Okay.
This one ends. Okay, now, then the Lord gave us Deuteronomy 17, verses 18 and 19. Deuteronomy 17, verses 18 and 19. Wow, this is just amazing how it's like 17, 18, 19. You know, the book, the verses. I just caught my eye here. Okay. Then the Lord gave us 2 Kings again, 23, verses 21 through 25. 2 Kings 23, verses 22, I'm sorry, 21 through 25. All right. Let's see here. This statement is half and half underlined, but the beginning of it is not. I'll let you know when it's underlined. And it read like this: The word of God, a restored sense of the fear of God. And since I'm feeling like I'm repeating myself, but I'm going to focus on this here. The word of God, a restored sense of the fear of God through confession. Yeah, through confession and repentance. Through confession and repentance. Reformation.
Reclamation.
Reformation.
Reclamation.
Reformation. Okay, thank you. Reformation of the true. Reformation of the true. Now this part is underlined. So after true, reformation of the true, underlined part. I am the past, present, and your future church. I am the past, present, and your future church. Okay, I'll read it again. The word of God, a restored sense of the fear of God through confession and repentance, reformation of the true. Underline part. I am the past, present, and your future church. And that is the statement. Then the Lord gave us 1 Timothy 6. 1 Timothy 6, verses 11 and 12. 1 Timothy 6, verses 11 and 12. Then he gave us Revelation 3, 19 through 20, or 19 and 20. Revelation chapter 3, verses 19 and 20. This is the last statement here, and it's underlined. And it reads like this: Yielding your hearts with an S. Yielding your hearts to God, it is best for you to be awake. Individually, yeah, to be awake individually today. That's the statement. And it's all underlined if I didn't say that. The statement is underlined. Yielding your hearts to God, it is best for you to be awake individually today. And then he gave us a Revelation, the book of Revelation 12, verses 14 through 17. Revelation 12, verses 14, 1, 4 through 17, 1, 7. Trust in me.
Mm.
Yeah, that's what.
Praise God. And so I see a message in this. And the message is Reformation. You know, actually, there was such a change. It's called the Reformation, and that's historical. Such a change in from the Catholic Church into Protestant, you might say. All right. Underlined. Constantly changing. See them. Rivers of water are flowing under the surface. Response to gravity. I am my name.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah 55, 7. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return to the Lord, and he will have compassion on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Now, folks, this is repentance. That's what repentance is. You turn, you return to the Lord. So he's beginning with and ending with repentance. There is a need in the body of Christ for repentance. Some people preach that there's not, but there is. If you are going away from God, or you are not as, if you need to make a turn toward God, that's repentance. So I notice at the end he talked about confession and repentance. In every great move of God, every great historical move of God, and he used the word historical here. We can look at historic revivals, historic moves of God. There was always repentance. Always. Confession of sins and repentance. Oh, Father, help us to see it. In Jesus' name. Ezekiel 37, 2 through 6. He caused me to pass among them round about. And behold, there were very many on the surface of the valley, and lo, they were very dry. He said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, you know. Again he said to me, Prophesy over these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, Behold, I will cause breath or spirit to enter you, that you may come to life. I will put sinews on you, make flesh grow back on you, cover you with skin and put breath or spirit in you, that you may come alive, and you will know that I am Jehovah. Now, of course, the basic meaning of this is the nation of Israel. You'll read on down a couple of verses and it'll tell you this is the whole house of Israel. But I think he's kind of saying that to the church right now. We've been kind of dry bones. But he's saying, I'm going to breathe on you and breath's going to enter you. And you're going to come back alive in a great move of God. God's words. How can you awaken your soul? Great revivals and historical. Overwhelming awareness will melt your heart in your God, Jesus. These great moves of God, Azusa Street. Historical moves. Those things, even as we look at them and look at the Great Awakening of Sight and Sound Theater. I was there as a one of, they invited the ministries from around Branson, and they have their capacity at the theaters, maybe 2,500, something like that. And about 200 of us were special guests, and after the afternoon, we went to the 3 o'clock performance of David as their guest. And then after most of the people left, we went up on the stage and had dinner. And I was there talking with one of the owners, Kim Miller, and she told me they're so excited about the movie that's coming out, The Awakening, The Great Awakening, The Life of Whitfield. She said the Lord really has put it upon them, and oh, do they know how to do it. They know how to make sight and sound. I hope you folks coming to Autumn Assembly will make your get tickets and go see David. They put on the performances like Broadway performances, and they've been led to make a movie about the awakening. And she said to me, Kim said, we felt in our hearts when the Lord gave it to us that this is going to be on the cusp of a great awakening in America and throughout the earth. So this is what God's talking to us about, an awakening,
Wow.
an
And
overwhelming
it's happening.
awareness.
I believe
Yes,
it's
it is
happening,
happening.
Miss Billy.
It
It's
is
happening
happening.
after Charlie Kirk. I mean, it's just like all over the
Yes.
world.
All over the world, we see it right here after Charlie Kirk, bless the Lord. We had Third Sunday this past Sunday, and the Lord told us make a place for miracles and healings. We had two outstanding healings. A knot on a woman's back just disappeared right there before our eyes. And another man, his mother-in-law came for him, and he had been lying in a coma, actually brain dead, they even said. And she came for him. He's way off up in Illinois, and she came here and asked prayer, and he woke up, and she got the text during our meeting. He woke up, and his vitals, and his eyes are open, his vitals are all perfect. It's happening. It's happening.
It
It's
is gone.
happening. And there are meetings going on around here. Hannah's meeting coming up this weekend. Meetings going on where the Spirit of God just flows. Hallelujah. It's happening,
It's
Brother
gone.
Max. You
It's
are
happened. It's
right.
happened.
It's
It's happened. It's
historical. It's
happened.
like we've read in history, right?
It's happening in Jordan. It's
Oh,
happening
praise
here. That's
God.
why we're here. We're starting this conference. I mean, praise God with the church here in Jordan. Praise God.
All over the world, the
All over.
Spirit is moving. Hallelujah. We need our hearts melted, and we need to turn to God. And he's going to talk to us more down here about having the sense of the fear of God, the presence of God. We haven't gotten to that yet, but he's emphasized it as we go on. Acts 3, 19 and 20.
You need to read the statement after Ezekiel. I'm sorry.
Okay. God's words. I thought I did, but we'll read it again.
I don't know. I got excited. Maybe you did.
Okay. God's words. How can you awaken your soul? Great revivals and historical. Overwhelming awareness will melt your heart in your God, Jesus. Acts 3, 19 and 20. Here it is again. Repent. Repent, therefore. And return so that your sins may be wiped away, in order that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send Jesus, the anointed one, appointed for you. Times of refreshing. But I do believe that in our churches we need some repentance. And repent means turn around. I'm going to read you that in the Amplified. So repent. Change your mind and purpose. Turn around and return to God, that your sins may be erased, blotted out, wiped clean, in order that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send to you the Messiah, who before was designated and appointed for you, even Jesus. He's going to talk down here about churches being frozen ground. If your church is frozen ground, then you need to repent. Ask the God to forgive you and heat up for the Lord. Isaiah 40, verse 31. Those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Underlined. You have that kind of faith in this prayer with my prophet and friend. Decisions, church, sometimes necessary, not to become so cold and indifferent. You are to listen. I think that's kind of happened throughout even what we call the faith message. Sometimes it becomes so dry and cold.
Yeah.
And God wants us to, you're going to see in the next statement, he wants those spiritual rivers flowing. They're there. He's talking the spiritual. Yeah, spiritual rivers. Lamentations 5:21. Restore us to you, O Lord, that we may be restored. Renew our days as of old. Mm-hmm. Unless you have utterly rejected us. No, that's the next verse. No. We're not getting into there. He renew our days of old. See, he's talking to us. Renew us, like in the book of Acts. That's the former rain. And in the Azusa Street Revival, that's the latter rain. It's time for us to have that all restored and have the former and latter rain together. Rains of the Spirit. Joel 2:25-26. Every pastor needs to get this today. My Jesus. Then I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the cankerworm, the caterpillar, the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you. And you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of Jehovah your God, your Elohim, who has dealt so wondrously with you. And my people shall never be put to shame. Years, you know, have been lost in coldness, but he's restored to us. Hallelujah. Romans 13:11. Oh, God, we must have great revival. Praise your name. Do this. Knowing the time, that it is already the hour for you to awaken from sleep. For now, salvation is nearer to us than when we believed. Oh, he's talking to us about a great awakening. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we here on this prayer call, we ask you to pour out upon us a great awakening like that was with George Whitefield, like that out of which the United States of America was born. God, like that which happened in Northern Ireland, that which has happened around the world. In Jesus' name, Father, we ask you for a great awakening.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Nothing is hidden from God's ear. Reveal the parts of your lives that others will see spiritual awakening. It shall break up the frozen ground where spiritual rivers flow. This is so from the heart of God today. And he's so ready. And the spiritual rivers are there. Hallelujah. Psalm 22:27. All the ends of the earth will remember and turn to Jehovah. And all the families of the nations will worship before you. Again, it's talking about that great, great awakening, and where it must be right upon us, folks. It is upon us, like Max has said, and we've all seen such a mighty turn to God from Charlie Kirk's martyrdom. Oh, Jesus, praise your name. John 11:25. Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes on me will live, even if he dies." That's Charlie Kirk. That's Charlie Kirk, folks.
I was just gonna say that.
Yep.
Mm.
I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even
wow.
if he dies.
My
oh,
Lord.
Lord, my Lord, my Jesus, my Jesus. Underlined, there is a powerful moving of the Holy Spirit. Transformed. These days, reformation takes place. Renewal throughout my nations. And you see the clearest and the most example of my biblical revival here today. I believe he's telling us it's on.
It's on, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, we're just so thankful. Father, we're just so thankful. Mark 1:15. And saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the good news."
Wow.
Or the gospel. That's good news, folks. The time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is at hand. That means he's setting up the kingdom that's coming. Repent and believe in this good news. I believe it. 2 Kings 23:3. The king stood by the pillar and made a covenant before Jehovah to walk after Jehovah and to keep his commandments and his testimonies and his statutes with all his heart and all his soul, to carry out the words of this covenant that were written in this book. And all the people entered into the covenant. And now, of course, that was King Josiah, but I believe he's talking about even maybe the United States of America now.
Well, in the statement, he said, "My nations, throughout my nations."
Throughout my nations, yep.
Yeah.
The nations.
Yeah, praise
Israel.
Renewal.
Yeah.
Throughout my nations, yeah.
Deuteronomy 4:23-24. So watch yourselves, take heed to yourselves, that you do not forget the covenant of Jehovah your Elohim, which he made with you, and make for yourselves a graven image in the form of anything against which the Lord your God has commanded you. For Jehovah your Elohim is a consuming fire, a jealous God. And that word is El. One time Chip called me when he was in college studying humanities. He said, "Mom, they're studying world religions, and the only thing they say about our God is that he's a jealous God." I said, "That's the best thing they could say, son. He's jealous. He doesn't want you going after false gods. He's jealous for your soul. He loves you." And that's what it says right here. He doesn't want you going after false gods. He doesn't want all your time taken up with other things besides him.
That's right.
Oh, Father, praise your name, praise your name. People of all ages will hunger. This is how it's going to be in this great move. People of all ages will hunger to read and study my words. And then
And
underline.
it's happening. It's
It's
happening,
happening.
Mr. Lee.
Oh,
People,
yes.
I heard testimonies like people saying, I never really looked. Even the vice president saying, in the last 2 weeks, I mean, it's just like so amazing how people, I mean, awakening, revival. It's happening. They have been
Yes.
reading the words of God.
I have seen some people who said they've had little snippets, even on the news, you know, regular news. I've been watching more of Fox lately than I have during Charlie's, all of this whole thing, you know. And I've heard snippets of people saying, I never read the Bible before. One woman said, my husband and his family, they all are Christians. They don't push me. But she said, I picked up my husband's Bible and started reading it. Then I heard one young woman say, I never read a Bible. I went out and bought one. You see, that's what this Lord is talking about right here. People of all ages will hunger to read and study my words. There will be renewed confidence and desired for. In other words, his words. That's how revival starts. And lasting significance of true revival is a restored sense of the fear of God. It's going to start with a hunger for God's word, and then it will last through there being restored to us a sense of the fear of God. That really means, well, it's actually an awe, a holy reverence for God.
Oh,
a holy reverence for God, a fear of God, a holy reverence for him. You know, he's awesome. Other things are not awesome. There's no awesome pizza. People say, awesome, awesome. Awe means and a reverence, a fear. In fact, not a fear like you're afraid of a snake, but his presence is so big and powerful. And you,
thank you, Lord.
You tremble a little bit in his presence. It overwhelms you. Like when he spoke your name.
Yeah.
The second time especially. You had a sense of the fear of God.
That's true.
That's got to come back to the church. It has to. Deuteronomy 17, 18, and 19. And when he sits on the throne of his kingdom, he shall write for himself in a book a copy of this law, approved by the Levitical priests. And it shall be with him, and he shall read it in all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God by keeping all the words of this law and these statutes and doing them. See, this was the rule for Israel's kings. Every king was to write for himself the first five books of the Bible on a scroll. I'll read it to you in the Amplified. And when he sits on his royal throne, he shall write for himself a copy of this law or this Torah, the first five books in a scroll, out of what is before the Levitical priests, and he shall keep it with him, and he shall read it all the days of his life, that he may learn reverently to fear Jehovah, his Elohim, by keeping all the words of this law and these statutes and doing them. We're to read that word and keep it with us and in our minds and in our hearts in order that we may fear the Lord and walk with him. This is so rich today.
My goodness.
So rich.
Yes, it is.
Second Kings. Oh. Yeah. Second Kings.
Yeah.
23. 21 through 25.
Correct.
Then the king commanded all the people, saying, celebrate the Passover to Jehovah, your Elohim, as it is written in this book of the covenant. Surely such a Passover had not been celebrated from the days of the judges who judged Israel, nor in all the kings' days of the kings of Israel and the kings of Judah. But in the 18th year of King Josiah, this Passover was observed to the Lord in Jerusalem. Moreover, Josiah removed the mediums and the spirits and the teraphim and the idols and all the abominations that were seen in the land of Judah and in Jerusalem, that he might confirm or establish or perform the words of the law, which were written in the book that Hilkiah the priest founded the house of the Lord. Before him, there was no king like him who turned to the Lord with all his heart and with all his soul and with all his might, according to all the law of Moses, nor did any like him arise after him. You know what, folks? This is telling us what to do. Remove any of idolatrous things from your life. But in a way, I think it's talking about Donald Trump. I think he is making a turn to the Lord like this.
Amen.
Now, that's just my own thinking. Don't say that's a thus saith the Lord. The word of God restored sense of the fear of God through confession and repentance. You're just not to flippantly go through life thinking you can get away with anything and sin or anything you want to do, gossiping, blasphemy, oh, dear Father, speaking ill against other Christians, all that junk. Yeah. Don't think you can just get away with that and have this move of God in your life. Individually, you need to do it. He's going to tell us in a minute. The word of God restored sense of the fear of God through confession and repentance. If you need to confess something, for goodness sakes, confess it and repent. Turn from it. Reformation of the true. And then underlined, I am, and this is what his name I am means, the past, present, and future, your future, church. That's what his name is, Yehovah, past, present, and future, I am. 1 Timothy 6, 11, and 12. But flee from these things, you men of God, and pursue righteousness, faith, love, perseverance, and gentleness. Fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of eternal life to which you were called, and you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. Folks, meditate these. I could stop and talk about every one of them. Revelation 3, 19 and 20. Those whom I love, I reprove and discipline. Therefore be zealous and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and will dine with him and he with me. Wow. He's talking to the church and he's reproving us and disciplining us.
Wow.
Because we've had frozen ground in our churches. We have been caught up with other things, idolatry. And he's telling us right now, this whole word he gave us today is I love you and I'm disciplining you. Be zealous and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. The church's door, not the sinner's door. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and will dine with him and he with me. Now, he's talking to us on this call, every one of us. But we're not the vast majority that's receiving the benefits of these prayers. We're praying for the church and the earth. And what we pray today and what the interpretation is, he's moved throughout that as we prayed in men's hearts. He's stirring men's hearts that we don't see, and they're not even on this call. But we prayed this today. And so he spoke these things to their hearts.
Yeah.
Now underlined, yielding your hearts to God, it is best for you to be awake individually today. Not just the church as a whole, but each one of us individually. Revelation 12, 14 through 17. But the two wings of the great eagle were given to the woman, and this woman is Israel, by the way, so that she could fly into the wilderness to her place, where she was nourished for a time and times and half a time. That's 3.5 years from the presence of the serpent. Now, folks, he's talking about tribulation. This is prayer over into tribulation time. And Israel is the woman. And for this is 3.5 years. That's half the tribulation time. She is kept safe in the wilderness. And the serpent poured water like a river out of his mouth after the woman, so that he might cause her to be swept away with the flood. But the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened its mouth and drank up the river which the dragon poured out of his mouth. The dragon is Satan. So the dragon was enraged with the woman and went off to make war with the rest of her children, who keep the commandments of God and hold to the testimony of Jesus. Now, this is the last half of tribulation. For the first half of tribulation time, the Antichrist is going to appear to be, you know, kind of like the answer man. But the last 3.5 years, he's going to open up as to who he really is, go into the rebuilt temple, announce that he's God, and make all-out war on the Jews. Now, there will be those that will turn to him among the Jews during the tribulation time and after it. But let's read it again. Let's rightly divide this. This is in the Amplified. The woman was supplied with the two wings of a giant eagle so that she might fly from the presence of the serpent, the dragon, Satan, into the wilderness, to the retreat where she is to be kept safe and fed for a time and times and half a time, 3.5 years or 1260 days. Then out of his mouth, see, the Lord will have to protect Israel in the earth those last 3.5 years because he vows to wipe them out. Then, and the Lord comes on his white horse at the end of this time and defeats the Antichrist and serpent. But in this part that we're reading right here is the last 3.5 years of the tribulation. Then out of his mouth the serpent spouted forth water like a flood after the woman, that she might be carried off with a torrent. But the earth came to the rescue of the woman, and the ground opens its mouth and swallowed up the stream of water which the dragon had spouted from his mouth. So then the dragon was furious, enraged at the woman, and he went away to wage war on the remainder of her descendants, on those who obey God's commandments and who have the testimony of Jesus and adhere to and bear witness to him. But during that war, which he wages, that final war, oh my goodness, that's when those war horses are going to be coming and we're going to be on them and Jesus Christ himself. So here we are praying over into the tribulation. Trust in me. What a
wow.
day. What a morning.
Part of the revival to know what's ahead. I believe the
That's
Lord
right.
is really laying the foundation for us here.
Absolutely.
Wow, praise the Lord.
Oh my goodness.
Praise
Oh
God.
my goodness. Such revelation today. And sensing the banalness of it all.
Mm-hmm.
How it's now. Mm-hmm. And as we prayed, I'm just so cognizant of the fact that frozen ground in many churches, not just those on the line, were being broken up through our prayers today.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Great revival. Historical. Overwhelming awareness. Overwhelming awareness is awakening. Awakening to God. Overwhelming awareness of His presence. As you walk about, you know, just aware of His presence. That's an awakening. Well, Brother Max.
Praise God.
It's...
Yes.
What time where you are?
Right now it is 5:37 p.m.
All
Israel
right.
And Jordan time.
We'll see you then in the evening, and for everyone else, we'll see you at noon, 15 minutes past the hour. So until then,
8:15.
Mm-hmm. Shalom, shalom. Ponder upon these words. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.